we kind of got an indication that the approval process was moving when it was still under the Hickenlooper administration.
That's Emily Hornback, director of the Western Colorado Alliance, a citizen group based in Grand Junction. She told KDNK that the approval process for URSA Resources BMC APAD began during the Hickenlooper administration and ended the week that Governor Polis was sworn in.
It was very much when the COGCC was kind of in transition without a really clear boss, and the staff made this initial approval. So very interesting timing for this approval to come down.
Hornback and other local groups have been fighting the location of APAD for over a year. Some say it's one of the worst drilling applications in the state.
It is barely 500 feet away from seven homes in the Tamarisk Village, part of Battlement Mesa, and it is within 1,000 feet of dozens of homes. And it's also very close to the Battlement Mesa Water Treatment Plant and the Colorado River. So altogether, we really don't think this is a very good pad location.
URSA's APAD has been fraught with complications. Originally, it was less than 500 feet from homes in Battlement Mesa's Tamarisk Village neighborhood, which meant URSA had to have residents sign a waiver or obtain a variance to a state rule in order to build the pad. But state regulators rejected the APAD application in October 2017 because URSA failed to get all the necessary waivers. So the company agreed to move some of the equipment to the north side of the pad to avoid applying for the variance. The move put the equipment 512 feet from homes instead of 500 feet. The pad also includes a wastewater injection well. Leslie Robinson, director of the Grand Valley Citizens Alliance, compares the move to rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
It's ridiculous to think that 8 feet is going to make a difference with the impacts upon the neighborhood, the air quality, and water quality.
But GVCA and the Battlement Mesa Concerned Citizens Group are not giving up.
Right now, under COGCC rules, we do not have a lot of wiggle room on how to fight Pad A. One aspect would be to approach the county commissioners to ask them, to ask the COGCC for a hearing about the approval process on Pad A.
Emily Hornback says their request for a special COGCC hearing had to go through the Garfield County Commissioners first because of a 2007 court ruling that had to do with Project Rulison. Remember that?
Not everyone was happy about Project Rulison. About 100 protesters marched on the observation tent. Among them were people who had long opposed the blast because of the danger of contamination should any radioactive gas escape. Their court protests had failed, but they were still trying to get the blast postponed. They talked with a representative of the Atomic Energy Commission, but to no avail. Everyone got ready, and the countdown began.
The gas was, in fact, radioactive, so you couldn't use it. There was a big circle drawn around the blast site for many, many years that you weren't allowed to drill in. And then in 2007, a couple operators started applying for permits within that zone, and adjacent landowners were very afraid that those companies were going to open up something, a Pandora's box.
Nearby landowners tried to intervene on those permits, but were told they did not have legal standing.
Grand Valley Citizens Alliance litigated that issue to the Colorado Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court at the time decided that adjacent landowners don't have a legal voice to intervene on permits.
Fast forward to URSA's APAD, and the same law applies. So, the COGCC rule is a kind of workaround, but there is a process, which starts with asking the Garfield County Commissioners to ask the COGCC for a special hearing on behalf of Battlement Mesa residents. On January 21st, Battlement Mesa Concerned Citizens and GVCA received a letter from County Oil and Gas Liaison Kirby Wynn, stating basically, no, the commissioners would not be requesting a special hearing about the location of APAD. The next step is to ask the COGCC directly for a hearing, which the groups did, also on the 21st. Leslie Robinson is making that trek to Denver today for her 3 minutes in front of the COGCC, including Jeff Robbins, the new director. She says she's worried that the recent state Supreme Court decision in COGCC v. Martinez could put state regulators at odds with Battlement Mesa residents' complaints.
A lot of our arguments against PAD A had to do with protecting the health and safety of citizens. And the Supreme Court ruled that, according to COGCC mission statement, allowing companies to get their assets underground is number one, and health and safety takes a back seat.
But Emily Hornback holds out hope that the new director of the COGCC under the Polis administration, who has helped Front Range communities deal with oil and gas issues, might be willing to help Battlement Mesa residents too. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.